One of the difficulties I had when I was a student, I studied in France, for example, in the Sorbonne, I studied in Italy, in Venice University. One of the things I found is that it's not just language that's different. I mean, obviously, you're learning English, you speak good English. It's the system which is different, and knowing what the system expects. One of the differences that some students find when they come to a British university is that the expectations are different or even difficult to ascertain. One of the biggest differences is that students in British universities are expected to be independent, are expected to work out their own lifestyle, their own way of doing things. And you may find that you don't receive as much help in doing these things as you would like. However, you've come to the right place because Reading has a very good pre-sessional which helps you with many of these things, which you are on, and we also have an in-sessional which I run, which is available to you throughout your time in the university. And that many other universities have the same. It's just that we've had it longer. When we went round all the different departments, because we have the opportunity in this university to work with students and staff in every single school, department, faculty, whatever of the university, we found that when we talked to staff, there were certain things that they agreed students had to be able to do. And that they sometimes pointed out that sometimes when students came from certain other education systems, they perhaps found more difficult. I would also say that some of these things are more difficult to do when you're doing them in a foreign language. So you might be able to speak English, but can you actually analyze what other people are saying? Can you actually analyze what other people are writing in English? It's what we call English for academic purposes, EAP. And these were the kind of things that they say sometimes students... It's not just that you come from a different culture. It's also that you've moved up a level in the education system. Some of these things apply to people in British schools. However, I would say that people who've been through the British education system should, to a certain extent, have worked on many of these skills, because the system, as I've observed it with my own children, does actually lead people towards this kind of way of thinking. For example, the idea of opposing somebody else's point of view without being rude and without offending anybody is taught in school, that it's possible to have an academic argument, discussion with somebody without any offense. But it does require a very sophisticated use of language. You need to be able to argue. You need to be able to evaluate, to reason and solve problems and so on. And I must say that although I did this some time ago, every year, every term, every month, I see students coming to me with pieces of written work on which their tutor, whether it's economics or science or whatever, has written no analysis or no evaluation. You've learnt the facts very well, but so what? That's not what university is about, facts. It assumes the facts. How do you analyze them? How do you criticize them? How do you weigh up one view against another? I think we've got up. Yes, we have. I think what I will do is stop there and see if you have any questions or comments, brief comments.